This is Big Bay Mornings.
Oh, waking up.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Friday. Yes, it is the weekend. Welcome to Halloween. This will be the Halloween edition of Big Bay Morning, All Hallows Eve. My name is Benny, better known today as a rock star. That's what I am dressed as. You see me, just a rock star. You can call me Brett Michaels or just a rock star. I got the, we're going to go around the room and say what we are all are dressed up as today. And of course, we will upload photos to social media at Big Bay Mornings. But I've got the big wig here. I've got a bandana around my forehead, sunglasses on, a nose ring, earrings that I haven't had real earrings in my ears for about 5 to 10 years. And I shoved these through this morning. A little bit of blood, but I got them through on my ears. And leather jacket. Look at my nails are painted black, Ruger.
I know. You look very Guns N' Roses. Maybe Poison. I think Guns N' Roses, though.
And Greg, what are you dressed as this morning?
I am Maverick from Top Gun.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you are. Looking great. You got the little stuff that sports players put under their eyes.
The eye black.
There it is.
I've got the jumpsuit on, but they are short shorts. You can't see them in this, but I'll send you the picture. Actually, it's in your phone right now.
Yeah, I did. There was a whole lot of leg you got going on right now.
That's right. What you can't see is I got my combat boots on. I'm ready to rumble. But I may switch and take this patch off, which makes me Maverick. And I have another patch and a mustache to go and be Goose later.
Oh,
so I may flip because I think the mustache really will make the costume.
Hell yeah. Put the stash on.
So I'm about to switch. I'm Maverick right now, but by 7 a.m. I'll be Goose.
Where are the aviators, though? Where are the sunglasses? You got them?
Yeah, I have them in the...
I got glasses on. I'm wearing sunglasses
in
the
dark.
House. You
I
can,
get,
too.
All right, here we go.
There it is. Producer Art. Well, I think we all know what you are.
Yep. No
what
secret.
Are you?
I am a bear, thanks to you. You got me the bear costume. This is the hottest thing I think I've put on in years. I had to take my clothes off underneath.
Oh,
God.
Of course
I was so hot. I was, like, stripping.
I feel so bad
studio.
For the lady that works at the front desk.
So, I got you an XL that actually ended up looking like a 3X. How does it fit, though? Is it very large?
It is
very large.
Snug.
Oh, you can put Sal in there with you. Yeah, you guys can be in there.
Yeah,
two peas in a pod.
Costume, yeah.
Keep each other even warmer.
Two bears in a pod.
And Sal the Rat, what are you this morning?
I am a luchador this morning.
Okay. He's got the mask. He's wearing the mask. Let's see you body slam Art.
No, I don't like that idea.
Okay, jump from the top of the board. Get on top of the board and then jump on top of Art like you're doing it from the turn.
No, I'm not doing that
buckle.
Today.
I'll do that during commercial break.
No, you won't.
Well, good morning, everybody. Happy early Halloween. Let's get this party started. How about a little MJ Thriller to kick us off on a Friday morning at 99.7 now? Yeah, we got lots of money to give out for you on a TGIF. $5,000 remains in the Secret Sound jackpot, 8:20 and 9:20. The times we're playing that, plus $1,000 in Big Money Minute. That happens right after Thriller.
Hello. I want to play a game.
I forgot about that. That's from last year. Look at you, Sal, busting out that cool production. I want to play a game. It's called Big Money Minute. 10 questions in 60 seconds for $1,000. Ryan in Pleasant Hill is caller 9. What's up, dude?
Hey, guys. How are you doing today?
Good. You. What are you doing for Halloween?
Nothing.
Oh, wow.
Well, that's the right answer.
What do you mean? We're dressed up. We're festive. No, you're not even going to dress up, Ryan?
No, I got to work at a restaurant, so I don't think that would be really fun.
All right, fine.
Well, we appreciate what you do, Ryan, because, you know, you are putting your health on the line every day to serve us some margaritas and food, so we appreciate
margaritas,
that.
Margaritas, that's the first thing you think.
All right, man. Well, let's see if we can make a payday for you. $1,000 if you can answer these 10 questions correctly. You ready to play?
Yeah, let's get this money.
Let's do it.
Ready, set, go.
What does POTUS stand for?
Pass.
What is 48 divided by 6 plus 12?
Pass.
Spell defeat.
D-E-F-E-A-T.
Baño is Spanish for what?
Bathroom.
Snooki and JWoww are characters from which reality TV show?
Jersey Shore.
The famous witch trials of the 1600s happened in what Massachusetts city?
Salem.
In The Wizard of Oz, what state was Dorothy from?
Kansas.
Who wrote the movies Pet Sematary and Cujo?
Stephen King.
What country is the Arc de Triomphe in?
France.
In Greek mythology, who is known as the goddess of war?
Athena.
What does POTUS stand for?
Pass.
48 divided by 6 plus 12 is?
3.
48 divided by 6.
1.
Needed to pull your adding machine out for that one. Go old school. You got 8 of the 10. You got the final 8 after you passed on the first 2. Ryan, so great job, but no money. Let's go through them. POTUS is President of the United States. President of the
United
States.
Oh, I thought you said COVID.
No, POTUS.
POTUS. POTUS. All right.
Well, we'll give that to you then.
All right,
that?
Fine. You still got 48 divided by 6 plus 12 would equal 18. You spelled defeat correctly. Necesitos al baño. I need to go to the bathroom. Snooki and JWoww, they are from Jersey Shore. It was the Salem witch trials. Dorothy was from Kansas. Pet Sematary and Cujo, Stephen King. Arc de Triomphe. That is France, and in Greek mythology, it is Athena that is the goddess of war. Great job this morning. We'll throw in that extra one. So, and say you got 9 of the 10.
90%.
All right,
Ryan. Hey, have a great weekend, man, and thanks for listening.
You guys, too. Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween.
Hey, do you have any candy over there? I didn't get any candy.
Well, yeah. Remember, I bought bags of the two candies that I love, and that is Snickers and Peanut M&Ms.
Yeah, I guess what I meant is, do you have any left? Because I know you've been going through it.
Yeah, I do. I do have a few left. Although today is National Candy Corn Day. Oh. I mean, arguably the worst candy.
I can eat like 2 or 3 of them, and then I'm done. And then I'm done. Like, I can enjoy... And if it's the pumpkin, I can have one of the pumpkins, and then it's too sickly sweet after that.
Well, we got to take a quick break. We're coming right back. And it's Friday, which means text the truth. What you got for us? Got some juicy stuff you want to share? 888-456-9970. We'll read some texts next.
Trick or treat.
What are you supposed to be?
I'm a bear.
Hey...
Big Bay Mornings.
Oh, that's definitely producer art today. He is the bear.
But he said it's too hot. He took his clothes off. Yeah. Look at him. Oh, my God.
Well, this is the real bear. This is the real hair and everything.
Oh, okay. Put that away. Jeez, oh yeah, he takes his shirt off and it looks. Yeah, he takes his shirt off and looks like he's wearing a sweater still.
Just hey, back.
We will be posting photos shortly of our costumes on Big Bay Mornings. As soon as we take the photos, I need to wait for the wife to wake up so she can take my photo. Greg, I'm sure you have plenty of men there at your house that could take your photo.
Just ring a bell. They'll come running.
There it is. Photo, please.
Oh, here they come.
And Art, put your costume back on.
All right.
Okay, so this is called Text the Truth, and we do it every Friday morning. You text us something to 888-456-9970, and we read it back on the air. Of course, we'll keep you anonymous, like the 408 that just texted in. Listen to this. Ever since you have started this Text the Truth segment, I have been trying to decide if I wanted to send this text. But I just had to finally do it, and thank you, Big Bay Mornings, for saving my marriage. Mm-hmm. So Benny, aka Chad, actually called me once a year ago for Love Trap. I recognized the segment and immediately hung up on him. You guys phone raged me after, but I never picked up.
Oh my God.
At that point, I had not crossed the line, but was definitely flirting cheating. I guess I thought I was being slick and my wife wasn't picking up on the signals. Obviously, I was wrong. After that, I realized that I was being an idiot and destroying my marriage. I completely stopped my bad behavior and dedicated myself to being a better husband and father. So I guess I owe you guys a debt of gratitude.
Wow. I'm shook.
Yeah, good for you. I'm glad. See, look at us. We're actually saving relationships at times.
Yeah, I mean, I never imagined in a million years that something like that happened.
Oh, yes, good for you. Keep them coming to 888-456-9970. We got to jump into your 630 Dirty next. And Netflix is raising their prices again. Oh, yes, we'll tell you by how much. Plus, the first movie about COVID lockdown is on the way. We knew it wouldn't take long. Hang on, and we'll cover it all in your dirty.
And now, Dirty on the 30.
Headlines.
Well, I hate to be the one to tell you, but Netflix is raising their prices again.
Oh, this is going to really do damage to my friend who I'm using her password.
So it's only $1 for most of us. So the standard plan is going from $12.99 to $13.99 a month. And their premium plan, which lets you watch four screens of Ultra HD, will go from $15.99 to $17.99.
They're really spending too much money. I mean, they provide a lot of content, but a lot of content that you don't even need.
Well, I will say this about Netflix. I actually watched a really cool documentary on them earlier this week. I think it's called Netflix versus the World. And it's on Amazon Prime, which is kind of odd that there's a documentary about Netflix on Prime. But their story is just so amazing, right? They started as this little DVD mailing service back in the 90s, working out of a Best Western motel. That was their office. Like, they had a room at the Best Western. And now look at them. They're winning Oscars and Golden Globes. And it's crazy. And if you plan to travel to New York, get ready to quarantine. Yep. People traveling from California to New York, New Jersey, or Connecticut must now quarantine for 2 weeks upon arrival.
So it's not even worth going.
The tri-state area added California back to its quarantine list because of an increase in the state's testing positivity rate. And what are the most popular celebrity Halloween costumes this year?
Tiger King.
Not in the top three. And this is supposedly this year, right? In the year 2020, the third most popular celebrity Halloween costume is Cher.
Huh?
Yeah, Cher. That's Cher. Do you believe in
love after love? That's just all the gay men.
Number two, Britney Spears.
Which one? Ball-headed, umbrella, I mean, which Britney? The snake Britney. I mean, there's a lot of Britneys.
And the most popular celebrity Halloween costume this year, Ariana Grande.
Well, that's one's easy. You put on a slutty dress and put a high ponytail.
Sassy sports.
The L.A. County Health Department is asking Los Angeles Dodgers players, staff, and families who are involved in the post-World Series celebration to self-quarantine for 2 weeks after Dodgers third baseman Justin Turner tested positive for COVID. As you remember, Turner was notified after the seventh inning of the championship game that he had tested positive and he was pulled from the game. But then he rejoined the team and their families for the on-field celebration. And I heard that he even flew back on the team plane.
Why would they even let him on the plane? Like, even if I'm a teammate, coach, whatever, you're not getting on. Sorry, buddy.
They were all sitting with him, like, in a big group for the group picture and hugging and kissing. It's really incredible. We'll see if they comply or if they just do what they want, which is kind of what he did. And Los Angeles has seen two raucous celebrations in the last month after both the Dodgers and the Lakers won championships, even though people aren't supposed to be doing that. Now a police cam video from the Lakers celebration was just released showing a Lakers fan blow off his hand, his entire left hand,
what?
While lighting fireworks during the celebration a couple weeks ago in downtown. The video also shows the heroic effort of an LAPD officer who rushed to his aid. The officer placed a tourniquet on the man's arm to slow the bleeding, and then he got paramedics to the scene so the guy didn't lose too much blood and lived. So you hear a lot of bad about the LAPD, but there is a true hero for sure. And a huge game for the 49ers Sunday afternoon when they travel to Seattle to take on the first place Seahawks. After this weekend, we'll be halfway through the season, so this is a big one. And the Raiders, they'll travel to Cleveland to take on the Browns for a 10 a.m. kickoff. That's all I got for Sassy Sports. But you know what I would say? If
they're playing with balls, I'm all over it.
Entertainment report.
Lil Wayne sent the internet into a frenzy last night when he showed his support for Donald Trump by posting a picture of the two of them together after a meeting. Lil Wayne said, "Just had a great meeting with Trump. He listened to what I had to say and assured me that he will get it done."
What did he have to say? He wants more of that syrup or whatever it's called.
Well, Lil Wayne has since deleted the photo. Scarlett Johansson and SNL's Colin Jost tied the knot. So the news of their marriage broke yesterday in a strange place. It was announced on the Meals on Wheels Instagram page. It's actually really cool, though, what they're doing. They said, we wanted to make the announcement on their page to bring attention to Meals on Wheels, which provides meals to seniors who are not able to leave their home. They do some great work there at Meals on Wheels. And, you know, we partnered with them at the beginning of this lockdown. So if you have some time, I encourage you to check out Meals on Wheels and consider donating. Mandalorian 2 is officially out on Disney Plus. I know a lot of people are excited to watch that this weekend. And get ready for the first movie about COVID.
We're living it. I don't want to I watch a movie because I want to escape, not learn more about what I'm dealing with.
Michael Bay, he's producing the movie. It's called Songbird. It takes place during year 4 of the pandemic lockdown.
Oh my God, that's even worse. That's projecting horribleness on us.
Where we're dealing with COVID-23. So 4 more years of this. Get ready.
No, I'm not watching.
Well, the director says it's actually a love story, though. It's about two people who want to be together, but they can't. I guess it's kind of like Romeo and Juliet, but they're separated by her front door and the virus.
Well, we know how Romeo and Juliet ended.
Yeah, well, it'll probably end the same for them.
Oh, God.
No word yet on release date. That is your Dirty on the 30.
Big Bay Mornings.
Don't you open up that window.
Don't open up that window. Good morning, everybody. And happy Halloween. We're celebrating this morning on Big Bay Mornings. We hope you're waking up feeling good.
I don't know, though. This nose ring I have in is really annoying, I gotta say. I don't know how people deal with that. I feel like I have a booger or something hanging. I keep checking my nose. I'm like, oh, it's that damn ring I have in my nostril.
Yeah, it's gotta be annoying to have that all the time.
All the time.
I think also, like, with a nipple piercing and stuff like that, that would be annoying, too. I don't know. I think it's a... It seems like a good idea when you do it, but in practicality, it is not.
How about some Halloween freaky facts? Here we are, the day before Halloween, and, well, 75% of dog owners will be dressing their dog up tomorrow. Mm-hmm. I don't have a costume for my Callie. I wish I did. The most popular dog costumes are a pumpkin, a hot dog, and a superhero.
The hot dog is the cutest, especially if it's like a weenie dog or like a small dog. Although some people say that really dogs do not like to wear clothes and that it's not nice to dress them up.
75% of parents will be stealing candy from their kiddos this Halloween.
Of course. Oh, please. 100% of parents are doing that. My mom would always take out all the good stuff she wanted and she'd have, no, you don't need the Snickers. That's too much. I'll go ahead and take these out and, like, yeah, and then leave us with the crap.
Well, yeah, I remember when I was younger, my mom, of course, and all parents should check their children's candy if you are going to be trick-or-treating this year. You know, you got to make sure that they're unopened. And, well, no, it's real, but it's a perfect... No, it's not. You always hear about these stories of these crazy people.
They're
made
up.
No, they're not. Check your kid. Of course it did. Hold on, we'll get there in a minute.
Of course, yeah.
No, check your kid's candy, but I'm saying it's also the perfect opportunity for the parents to just slide a few Reese's Peanut Butter Cups for them, and yeah, and then you put back what's safe, quote-unquote. Yeah. What happened to you, producer?
It was like my last Halloween trick-or-treating. I ate a Reese's that tasted funny. Ended up in the hospital that night. They don't know.
No one believes this story.
It's a real story, though. They don't know what happened with it, but I had, like, some crazy reaction to it. I was projectile vomiting everywhere. It was like The Exorcist in there. It was crazy.
This is real.
This is 100% real.
That's scary. It happens. It does happen. People are so terrible.
The most popular Halloween candies. Skittles, Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, M&M's, Snickers, and Starburst. Okay. I like all of those.
I would agree with all of those. Although I could, Skittles, whatever. I'm not that into sugar candy, but give me all that chocolate.
Hey, so we did decide, my family and I, Greg, we're going to be joining you for pumpkin carving tonight. Because we were going to do it on Halloween night because we're not doing anything besides watching scary movies and having a little dance party. But then, you know, I keep saying Sunday, November 1st. I'm breaking out the Christmas decorations.
Christmas,
yeah. So I'm like, well, what are we going to get these, enjoy these pumpkins for like 5 hours? So we're going to do it tonight, which, yeah, makes more sense. So at least we'll get a 24 hours of enjoyment.
So does things. That mean you said you're joining me? That means you're coming over here?
No, I'll join you on Zoom.
Oh, we're not doing that.
We got to be safe, Zoom. Baby. Yeah, we're going to do all holidays together on Zoom. We're going to do Thanksgiving dinner together on Zoom.
Just
Christmas
come over
morning.
Here on the back deck. We'll do it on the back deck.
Is it? How's it going to be? I know tomorrow's going to be beautiful. Is it going to be
beautiful?
Nice,
it's been beautiful all week. It's going to continue to be beautiful all next week and this weekend. It's perfect for Halloween.
Well, how about $1,000 for you? 10 minutes away from playing the Big Money Minute. So if you have signed up on the website, we could be calling you in about 10 minutes from now. But Text the Truth is happening in 5 minutes. Text us, 888-456-9970. Text us something juicy. Or it could be Halloween themed. Whatever you got, shoot us a text. We'll read it next. On a Friday. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the weekend and the day before Halloween. Text the Truth. Man, there's some scandalous people out there in the Bay, I tell you. 888-456-9970. That is the number to text your truth to. Listen to this text out of the 925. When I was a kid, my dad used to take us over to this really nice lady's house who always gave us cookies and sweets and let us watch TV in her living room. My dad and her would always say they were going to talk and they'd be back in a few minutes. They would come back, then we would leave. On the way home, my dad would tell me, "Don't tell your mom where you were. You know she doesn't want you eating sweets."
Oh, my God.
You know where this is going. That stopped after about fourth grade, and I didn't even realize what was happening until I got into college and thought back on those days. They were actually good memories for me, but now I know what was really happening. My parents are still together. I have never told anyone but my wife.
Oh. And please don't ever tell anyone other than us.
Bringing your kid or kids to your side piece's house?
My dad used to do that all the time with me. He just plopped me down in front of the TV.
See, he's got a story for everything. See, here he goes again.
He was in the hospital 5 minutes ago from eating a bad Reese's.
I know. That's why I don't believe these stories.
It's a crazy life, man.
Well, why don't you write a book?
I will.
Arthur, quit this job and write a book.
This actually sounds like Art could have texted this one in, though. Mm-hmm. 408 says, "I'm currently dating a woman old enough to be my mom." That's your dream.
That's not me. That isn't correct.
I know somebody else that could text that in about me.
Yeah, old enough to be you are old enough to be his dad.
Well, yeah, I think we're close to the same age. I mean, the dad and I.
My family and friends don't know, and I'm too embarrassed to tell anyone, but she has really taught me some new tricks. Wink face emoji.
Oh, my God.
Well, all right. That's a lot of loving going down in the Bay Area.
And I love it. Keep it coming. 888-456-9970. Of course, we've got lots of money to give you this morning. $5,000 remains in the Secret Sound Jackpot. 820 is your first shot to play. I suggest you get to our website and look at all the previous guesses to make sure you do not repeat something that's already been guessed. And at 820, call us for that. We're calling somebody who has signed up on the website for Big Money Minute here in about, we'll call it 3 or 4 minutes. We'll be calling somebody. If you can answer 10 questions correctly in 60 seconds, you're going to get $1,000. Game is called Big Money Minute. And the fellas are representing this morning for Big Money Minute. We had one last hour. We got another one this hour. It's Ted and Hayward. What's up, Ted? Good morning. Hello?
I'm doing good.
Hey.
Good morning.
You there?
Come on.
What's the apps, Ted? Happy early Halloween, Ted.
You too. You guys too, though.
All right. Well, let's see if we give you $1,000 on a Friday morning. This is how the game works. 10 questions, 60 seconds on the clock. If you answer them correctly in the minute, you're going to win the money. And that's $1,000. All right, Ted?
All right.
Good luck. The game starts now.
Ready, set, go.
What day of the week is Halloween on this year?
Saturday.
What is 36 divided by 6 plus 13?
16.
Spell mischief.
M-I-S-S-C-H-I-E-F.
Somalia is a country on what continent?
Africa.
Muni is a transportation system in what Bay Area city?
San Francisco.
Morticia, Wednesday, and Uncle Fester. Their characters in what movie and TV series?
Adam's Family.
A blue moon happens when there are how many full moons within a month?
Two.
Alejandro is a song from what pop artist?
I don't know.
Alejandro. Frank Gore and Patrick Willis played for what Bay Area team?
49ers.
There it is. Time is up, though, my man.
We only got through nine of them, but I can tell you, you got six out of nine, so not too shabby. This morning, Ted, let's go through them. Halloween is indeed on Saturday, which will be tomorrow. 36 divided by 6, that would be 6. If you add 13 to it, you would come up with 19.
19.
Yes, that's 19, right. Not 16. Mischief, you added an extra S. It's actually M-I-S-C-H-I-E-S. F. Somalia is in Africa. Muni runs in San Francisco. It's the Addams Family.
Where you're
characters. A blue moon happens when there are two full moons within a month. You got that right. Alejandro, Alejandro. That'd be Lady Gaga we were looking for. Frank Gore, Patrick Willis played for the 49ers, and that's all we got through.
All right, Ted. Well, thanks for listening, man. You have a great day and a happy Halloween, sir.
You too. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Take care. Bye-bye. All right, taking a quick break. Coming back, of course, 7:30 Dirty is on the way, but before that, it's a sound check. Ariana Grande dropped a new album last night. We'll play you a song from that. And could we be getting a Wedding Crashers sequel? OMG. We'll talk about it next. Hang on.
Big Bay Mornings. Soundcheck.
Well, you just heard Ariana Grande's Positions, and that is the name of her new album that dropped last night. And we are going to play you another track from that song. This is the one everybody's talking about right now. So I'm going to go ahead and say that the song we're about to play is Ari's most sexual song yet. This is her most sexual album yet.
Wow.
This is the radio version, so the lyrics are obviously changed to play on the radio. The song, you know, and people are kind of split, right? Some people love it, and then some people are like, okay, this is just too much for Ariana. This song is called 34 plus 35. You do the math. And here is a piece of the song.
Can you stay up all night? Love me till the daylight. 34, 35.
Like candy for Halloween. There you go. Tastes just like candy.
I'm just gonna keep my thoughts to myself on this one.
Yeah. Well, and it's not love. That's not the word she uses on the regular version.
Okay. I got it all.
Are we getting a Wedding Crashers sequel? Oh my gosh, I would love it. So, you know, that's like my favorite comedy ever.
We get to hear the clips all the time.
I quote it all the time. Motorboat? You play the motorboat? So the movie came out 15 years ago already, right? It was back in 2005. Vince Vaughn sat down for an interview and was talking about the director David Dobkin and a possible sequel.
David Dobkin had a really good idea. There's something that's of this moment that feels really good. I kind of think the timing for Crashers and what it discusses is contemporary and fun. And this could be a fun way in.
I mean, that's him basically saying that there's going to be a sequel. And, you know, Vince Vaughn is notorious for not doing sequels. He's never done one. You know, his films he's done have had a bunch of sequels, but he's never done one, and he hates doing sequels. So this
maybe they don't ask him back.
No, yeah, right. I'm sure he gets the offer every time.
It's too much on craft services for him.
So that'd be awesome, and I wonder what take. I mean, he's obviously saying it's a new take on it, so I wonder what the premise would be of the new Wedding Crashers.
I guess I would have to watch the first one, and then I'll...
What?
Yeah. I knew it. He's going to get mad. He's going to blow.
I mean, no, it actually excites me when things get back to normal and I can come over and we can have movie nights, because I have about 75 amazing films that you have not watched.
If I watch your films, you've got to watch mine, like Steel Magnolias.
Hated it.
You've never seen it.
I know. I'm just kidding.
You've got to watch every Dolly Parton movie ever made, Best Little Whorehouse in Texas, 9 to 5. You got to watch them all with me.
I will do that. After watching her documentary, I like Dolly now, so I'd watch her films. This is just crazy. Kanye West bought his wife, Kim Kardashian, a hologram of her late father for her 40th birthday. So Kim's dad, Rob Kardashian Sr., passed away back in 2003. And using modern technology, his hologram appeared at her B-Day party and had a message for Kim.
Happy birthday, Kimberly. Look at you. You're 40 and all grown up. You look beautiful, just like when you were a little girl. I watch over you and your sisters and brother and the kids every day. Sometimes I drop hints that I'm around. I am so proud of the woman that you've become, Kimberly, and all that you've accomplished. But most impressive is your commitment to become a lawyer and carry on my legacy. It's a long and a hard road, but it's worth it. And I'm with you every step of the way.
It looked like him. That sounds just like Rob Kardashian Sr. That is a trip.
I mean, is this creepy or is it not? I don't know that I would want this, because it's not even genuinely from him. It's Kanye's thoughts in her dad's hologram.
And how much does this cost? This has to be seven figures, I imagine.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, and then Kanye went on to add this message from Rob.
You married the most genius man in the whole world.
Medication, please. Medication, please.
That is Soundcheck for Friday morning. 7:30 Dirty is next. Unfortunately, Netflix is raising their prices again. We'll tell you by how much next.
Greg.
Time for Down Home.
All right.
With Greg's mom, Ginger.
Ginger Cheryl. Good morning, good morning.
Happy Halloween.
y'all are being scary.
You've had Halloween weather kind of there. It's been very cold and rainy.
Yes, and we're supposed to have sunshine today, but it hasn't made it out yet.
Well, we all get to enjoy a full moon tomorrow for Halloween from coast to coast. Everybody will be able to see it.
I know. The first one since when?
First one in 76 years. 1944 was the last one.
Well, Mom, maybe give your husband some of that Johnny Walker Blue and he may go howl at the moon.
Well, that's a good idea.
So I assume you won't be dressing up tomorrow, but what's the Halloween plan for you and Big Buck? Gonna watch a scary movie? Stuff yourself with some candy?
Actually, I'm going to a funeral.
Mom, Halloween? That's actually perfect.
I'll take this skeleton home as a decoration.
Benny! We should have started with this. We left last week's call on a cliffhanger. My dad left a note. I'm gone. Did he ever come back?
He did come back. He did come back. I haven't had to send anybody looking for him. He showed back up.
Were you happy or sad or what happened to him? Where did he go?
It was the eye doctor who, he went there to his appointment and a little bit he goes walking in the door. My appointment's not till 2. I said, oh my gosh.
So he went at like 8 o'clock in the morning to his eye appointment. They were like, sir, it's at 2 o'clock. You're here too early.
He thought it was at 10.
Hey, so Ginger, I'm seeing here that most people here in America, the day after Halloween, so this Sunday, they're going to be full Christmas mode. So the Christmas carols, the decorations, all of it. Are you on board with that? Because I heard you're already listening to Holly Dolly Christmas, the Dolly Parton album.
I am.
Yeah, so are we going full on Christmas?
No, I don't think so. It's going to be much decorating.
Well, wait, you sent me a picture. You got your Christmas cactus out.
It's always like Greg. It just blooms at Christmas.
Oh, well, then that's perfect.
Yeah.
And then she puts like a couple of bulbs on it.
And there we are. Got my tree.
Yeah, but my mother used to be the queen. We used to go all out back in the day.
And then the day before Christmas, it was all gone and in the trash.
Well, here's what would happen, Benny. My brother and I'd be like, can we just open a one present? Like, it'd be like the 23rd or maybe the 22nd. Can we just open one present? And then my mom would be like, just open them all and get rid of everything. So we would open all the presents. And then my mom was like, well, might as well just take down the tree. And then we'd be like, well, what about Santa? She's like, he'll figure it out. You don't need a tree to get Santa in here.
So the tree would be on the curb.
And Santa figured out a way.
He knows.
He's a pretty smart guy.
That's the other thing you probably don't know, Benny. I took my niece ice skating. I took my mom and my niece to the Galleria in Dallas. So we went ice skating. And then we took my niece. This is when my niece was young. And so we said, well, let's stand in line and she can get a picture with Santa. I look over. My mother's on the side of, like, you know, the side of the ropes where Santa is. Santa has gotten up. He's over there flirting with my mother, yeah. Ignoring all the kids.
I saw mommy kissing Santa.
Well, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I would indeed. Ginger the flirt. I've heard about you, Ginger.
I was like, what is going on? These whole kids are crying because Santa's not, like, meeting them. And my mom is over there talking to Santa by herself.
I love it.
Gotta do what you gotta do.
Yeah, to get those gifts.
That's right.
Well, Ginger, have a happy Halloween.
Y'all too, and a safe one. Of all things, be safe.
Absolutely. We will indeed, and we will catch up next Friday.
All righty. Love you. Bye.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Friday. Happy Halloween Eve. It is Big Bay Mornings, and we are all dressed up this morning. I just want to say thank you, my friend Greg, for
putting on
a costume. I know you weren't huge on doing it.
Well, you know what? You guys love to make fun of me for wearing this headset that I have to wear. Yeah. So I found a way to make this headset look cool. And so I'm now Top Gun, and this headset actually goes amazing. I mean, it makes the costume, right? So I no longer look like I'm working at Carl's Jr.
Right.
I now look like I am a hot fighter pilot.
Mm-hmm. Flying a jet.
That's there right, it baby.
Is. So he is Maverick from Top Gun. Mm-hmm. Producer Art, what is it you are dressed up as this morning?
Well, naturally, there was only one thing to dress up as, and that's a bear. So I have a cute little bear costume.
Naked.
Yeah.
Naked.
I am naked underneath this, but thank you very much, Benny, for buying this for me. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. He is a bear. Sal the Rat, who runs Mission Control there, hits all the buttons. What are you dressed up as this morning?
I am a luchador, and I cannot really see out of my left eye.
Oh, great.
But making this work.
I'll say you look a lot cuter with that mask on.
You're so mean. Well, I have officially taken out one of the earrings because I think I have an infection now in my left ear. So, I'm dressed as a rock star because I plan to party like a rock star all day today. I have the full wig on. I have a bandana, sunglasses, nose ring,
poor Vanessa.
Jewelry, leather jacket. Vanessa painted my nails black. This is real nail polish.
No, the nails are cool. Yeah, that looks cool.
And anyway, so I haven't had real earrings in probably, I don't know, 10 years. But last night, I'm like, I'm just going to shove them, you know, see if I could still get these hoops in here. And I broke the hole on both ears, and it wasn't.
Oh, God. I actually did that at a party like a year ago. I jammed this girl's earring into my ear and opened my hole back up.
Oh, well, hello. So you could see photos of all of us on our IG page at Big Bay Mornings. We posted photos. And happy Friday, everybody. So let's jump into Name That. That scary movie. Our producer, he's going to play some clips from movies, and then Greg and I have to try to guess what that movie is. Shall we just scream our names as our buzzer?
Yes, your name is your buzzer, and I will call on you, and then you'll get a shot to answer. You're going to hear a very quick clip. A lot of these are really short, but they should be relatively easy for you.
Before we jump into it, I'm sorry, I'm just staring at myself in the Zoom camera. I look like my father. I legit look like my dad. This is his hair. He still has hair that looks like this. My dad's
at 60, he still has long hair?
Yeah, and it's dyed multiple colors. He's got purple, red, blonde. He's got all kinds of stuff. Anyway, sorry. Maybe the blonde is gray, actually. Okay, let's play the game.
All right, we are going to play clip number one. Name this scary movie.
Here's Johnny.
Oh, stop, Greg.
Benny.
Greg. No, I said my name.
Greg, you have a shot to answer.
The Shining.
Yes.
The Shining?
Shining.
Jack Nicholson.
God, I mean, if you're going to be a game show host, be good at it.
Yeah, okay. Don't you listen to us when we do Big Bunny Minute?
Yes. All right, so that is one for Greg.
It's the only one I'm going to know. It's old. That was an old movie. I'm all old.
Right. Number two, get ready for this one.
Oh, no.
I got it, Benny.
No. Benny.
Get out.
That is correct.
No.
That's
great
such a
movie.
Creepy scene, yeah. All right, number three. Let's see if you can guess this one.
They're here.
Greg,
go ahead.
I really have no idea. Poltergeist?
Oh, my God. That is correct. Good job,
Greg. I've actually never seen that.
What is going on? I'm never this good at movie trivia.
I told you I'm partying like a rock star today. All right, I'm checked out. Keep it going.
All right, you have two more here, so let's go to the next one.
I put a spell on you.
Hocus Pocus, Greg.
Benny, you said the movie. You didn't say your name.
I said my name after the movie.
It doesn't matter. That's not how the game goes.
Then I said my name. Then I said the movie. I'm the winner.
No, you're not. I'm sorry. Can people guess? Can people guess after the buzzer and Big Money Minute? No. Benny, I said my name first.
No, I said my name first.
You said the name of the movie.
Hello, I am the judge here. I actually heard Greg's name first, even though he said the movie first. So, Greg, what is it?
It's Hocus Pocus.
That is correct. Now, for the final one.
He already got 3 out of 5. He won.
We're doing
just
one
do the last one. You can have it, since I'm so good at this. Go ahead.
I'm going back to bed. I'm done.
He hates losing.
I don't play to lose.
This is a song from a Halloween movie. See if you can identify it.
This is Halloween. This is Halloween.
Is it Nightmare Before Christmas, Benny? Or whatever
Benny.
It is? Benny, is it Nightmare Before Christmas?
That is correct, Benny. You got two.
Good job. You didn't lose by that much.
Oh, shut up.
Wow, you really hate losing.
I am a lot smarter than I give myself credit for.
You are very smart. I didn't think you don't watch movies. So
I don't. I just know things. I don't know how I knew that Hocus Pocus.
Okay, can I try to redeem myself? Can we play again next hour?
No. What? I won because I want to lather myself in victory.
Oh, we forgot to say what the loser has to do, which is me.
Uh-huh.
I have to eat the insides of my pumpkin that I'm carving tonight.
After it gets mushy overnight.
No, I'm eating it fresh. As soon as I cut into that thing tonight, I will eat the insides.
Oh, Lord. All right. Enjoy.
My wife is going to love that.
We will be zooming for sure. I got to see this.
All right, let's jump into Big Money Minute. If you have signed up on our website, we will be calling somebody next to play Big Money Minute. 10 questions in 60 seconds for $1,000. Good morning, everybody. Happy Friday. Happy weekend. Happy Halloween. All of it. Let's get this party started. Jamal.
Hello. I want to play a game.
The game is called Big Money Minute. 10 questions in 60 seconds for $1,000. Jennifer in Brentwood is playing right now. Happy early Halloween, Jennifer.
Happy early Halloween.
You dressed up, girl?
No, I'm not. I'm at work.
Oh, you could dress up at work. We're all dressed up at work.
Mm-hmm.
No, what? I have to wear a uniform.
Okay, well, that can be your costume.
How's your morning going so far? You happy to be at work or not so happy?
I like my job. It's nice.
Awesome. There you go, Jennifer. Well, let's see if we can give you some extra money today. An extra $1,000. If you can answer these 10 questions correctly in 60 seconds, you're going to get that, okay?
Okay, that'd be awesome.
Good luck. Here we go.
Ready, set, go.
What does BART stand for?
Bay Area Rapid Transit.
What is 42 divided by 7 plus 5?
11.
Spell cemetery.
C-E-M-E-T-A-R-Y.
What does PSL stand for?
Pumpkin spice latte.
Rebecca Black went viral in 2011 for what notoriously annoying song?
Friday.
Whose face is on the quarter? How many official languages does Canada have?
Two.
As If is a popular catchphrase from which 90s movie?
Clueless.
Jason is the villain in what classic horror movie series?
What's it called?
Three, two, one.
Megan, you got the buzzer. We only got through 9 of them. You did really well, though. Jennifer, let's go through them right now. BART is Bay Area Rapid Transit. 42 divided by 7 is 6. If you add the 5, that is 11. Cemetery is actually C-E-M-E-T-E-R-Y, not A-R-Y. PSL is Pumpkin Spice Latte. It's Friday, Friday. Gotta get down on Friday. That was Rebecca Black. It's George Washington who is on the quarter.
That's what I thought.
Yes. Two official languages in Canada, French and English. Clueless, as if. Absolutely correct. And Jason is from Friday the 13th.
All right, Jennifer. Well, no money this morning, but thanks for listening. It was a pleasure talking to you, and have a safe and happy Halloween, okay?
Thank you. You too.
All right. See you later. Ladies, I don't know how you do it with the long hair, and fellas, because I got this wig on, and it keeps getting in my mouth, in my eyes. Mm-hmm. Ugh.
And you know what? I've noticed a lot of women do this, and I noticed you do it all morning. You keep touching it. You're playing with it. You pull on it. You run your fingers through it. My girlfriends do it all the time. And now I'm looking at you. You can't stop touching your hair.
It is fun. That part is fun. But in my mouth, in my eyes, not so much. All right. Hey, we're going to take a quick pause because in 5 minutes, we have $5,000 for you. Secret Sound Jackpot is maxed out. If you know what the sound is, you're taking home every single dollar in the jackpot at 8:20.
Let's go!
We're playing with Gabriella in Fairfield. Good morning. Happy Friday.
Good morning. Happy Friday.
Happy Halloween. Happy Halloween. Finally, we got a chipper game player today.
Yeah. Well, Gabriella, you could win $5,000 right now if you tell us what this sound is. But before you guess, we'll give you one more clue. Here it is.
Okay.
Halloween is the holiday for things that ooze.
Oh! I get it. I get it. All right.
Okay. I'm going to guess, is it like a witch cauldron with like punch and then you're putting like dry ice into it and it like bubbling over?
Very specific.
It is. That's so fun, too. Maybe I'll go do that today. We're going to find some dry ice. Can I find dry ice at, like, a grocery store?
Yeah. Thank you.
Well, Gabriella, it's a good guess. Is that the secret sound?
So sad.
Oh!
I'm so sorry.
I'm sorry, Gabriella. That is not the secret sound, but it was great talking with you this morning. I love your energy. Have a great weekend and a great Halloween.
You too. Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween. Hey, Benny, you know that you talked in the last break about you don't know how women do it with all the hair and it's just, you know.
Because I have this wig on.
A lot. Yeah, because you have the wig on. Well, I got to give props to my ladies out there, too. I don't know how you do it. I'm wearing a, like, romper onesie in this flight suit. Right. And to go to the bathroom, like a production. You got to unzip and you got to take everything. Ooh, look at this. I'm
just go, man. Just go right where you are.
I feel so bad. Women, you are the true heroes. You deal with so much more than we ever will.
Ain't that the truth? Well, good morning, everybody. So we're playing Secret Sound again at 9:20. Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Friday, to the weekend, and to Halloween. We are having a Halloween party this morning on Big Bay Mornings. We are all dressed up. You could see our costumes on Instagram at Big Bay Mornings. So, we are going to play once again, Greg. I'm trying to redeem myself. We played a game earlier called Name That Scary Movie. And the guy who doesn't watch any movies won.
I have no idea how I did it. I mean, I somehow, shockingly, won.
All right. Well, in like maybe a half an hour from now, I'm going to try to redeem myself. So we're going to play that once again. It'd be cool if you played the same movie clips there, Producer Art. Then I know them all now.
I'll send you the answers now.
Yes. There you go. My guy.
I'm fine because I already do have a victory under my belt. I like to share the wealth. I'll let you have a first victory.
There it is. Well, we want to make it a $5,000 Friday for you. That is what sits inside the Secret Sound jackpot. Yes, $5,000, 920. Exactly 20 minutes from now, we are playing. So make sure you are listening if you want to get that money. And Friday also means text the truth. So we will be doing that here in about 5 minutes. But I say we get into the Halloween spirit, shall we? A little Michael Jackson Thriller. I will be dancing all throughout the living room to this song all weekend long. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the weekend.
You're listening to Big Bay Mornings. 99.7 now.
Okay, so this is called Text the Truth, and we do it every Friday morning. You text us something to 888-456-9970, and we read it back on the air. Of course, we'll keep you anonymous, like the 408 that just texted in. Listen to this. Ever since you have started this Text the Truth segment, I have been trying to decide if I wanted to send this text. But I just had to finally do it. And thank you, Big Bay Mornings, for saving my marriage. So Benny, aka Chad, actually called me once a year ago for Love Trap. I recognized the segment and immediately hung up on him. You guys phone raged me after, but I never picked up.
Oh my God.
At that point, I had not crossed the line, but was definitely flirting cheating. I guess I thought I was being slick and my wife wasn't picking up on the signals. Obviously, I was wrong. After that, I realized that I was being an idiot and destroying my marriage. I completely stopped my bad behavior and dedicated myself to being a better husband and father. So I guess I owe you guys a debt of gratitude.
Wow.
See, look at us. We're actually saving relationships at times.
Yeah, I mean, I never imagined in a million years that something like that happened.
510 texting in. When I was in high school, I found the place in my mom's purse where she kept her cash. I used to get up in the middle of the night, sneak into the kitchen where she kept her purse, and take $20 out every so often. She would keep a roll of 20s in the side pockets, so I'm not sure if she ever noticed or not, but I would do it about once a month so I could have a little spending money.
I mean, that's just flat out theft.
Yes, it is.
That's theft.
I did it. I used to do it.
What?
And I would get caught every time.
Caught? How'd you get caught? Like red-handed, or she just counted her money?
We didn't have a lot of money, so my mom knew how much cash she had in her purse. Like, hey, son, I'm missing $40. Any idea where it went? It actually went to Taco Bell.
You know, that is the big problem with having a mom who worked at a bank all of her adult life. You couldn't steal from her because she counted every dime that she had.
Yeah, your mom probably knew. Did you ever try this with your mom?
I mean, I've possibly taken
exactly
a couple bucks out of her purse when she wasn't looking before. But, you know, when they say you can't have something and you need it, you got to steal for it.
And they say, what do you think? Money grows on trees? Well, yes, it does. It is made out of paper, is it not? That's what I used to say.
Yeah. Let's not ever mention that, please, though, in a Ginger call. Please. Let's not ever tell her.
Next week, it's on there.
Yeah, you're lucky we're done today with her. Yeah. Otherwise,
I'm not fully admitting it, but it may have happened a few times.
Well, we're going to take a quick pause here so we could come back and play Secret Sound for $5,000.
We got to give this away.
That'll buy you a lot of pumpkins. That'd be great for Halloween weekend. An extra $5,000 in your pocket, and your kids will not steal it from you. And we will give it to you at 920 if you tell us what the secret sound is. Do not move.
Let's go.
Secret sound. And Jenya in Pleasanton is caller number 9. Good morning. Happy Friday. Happy Halloween, Jenya.
Hi. Thank you. Happy Halloween.
How are we? Are you dressed up today?
I am. I'm actually a witch. I'm very excited.
Right. Are you an evil witch or a nice witch?
Or a naughty witch?
I don't know yet.
No, whatever your mood is.
Depends on how the day goes. We don't know yet.
Well, Jenya.
I am probably an evil witch, but anyway.
Oh.
Sorry.
Well, Jenya, we appreciate you listening. You are caller 9, so you could win $5,000 right now if you tell us what the sound is. So we're going to start by playing you the sound one more time. Here it is. And we'll give you another clue.
I can make a great hat. I can make a great hat.
Or like a witch hat. Maybe. I don't know.
All right,
make
Jenya.
A great hat.
Well.
Okay. I would say the secret sound. I'm just going to go with my gut feeling because I don't know any, like, I don't think I can guess it from that clue. So I'm going to say a pumpkin, you know, those pumpkin shooters at pumpkin patches where you can actually, like, throw a pumpkin in and then it shoots, like, out, like, in the sky, that kind of thing. I don't know.
Yes,
know
like a pumpkin
that,
cannon.
But... Yeah, pumpkin cannon. Yeah.
Okay. Well, is Jenya correct for $5,000? Is that the secret sound?
So sad.
No!
I'm so sorry.
No!
We wanted to give it to you going into the weekend.
Oh, it's okay. It
well, have a great Friday and a Halloween tomorrow. You witch you. Enjoy the day.
I hope you. You as well.
All right, bye, Jenya. So we'll play again at 12:20. That is your next shot for $5,000. We are about to play Name That Scary Movie. We'll play a movie clip and try to guess what movie that clip is from. We'll do it in about 10 minutes on Big Bay Mornings at 99.7 Now, TGIF.
Trick or treat.
What are you supposed to be?
I'm a bear.
Hey.
Big Bay Mornings.
That's definitely our executive producer.
Hi.
He is the bear at all times, and in fact dressed up as a bear this morning for Halloween. Welcome to Name That Scary Movie. Before we get into the game, Gregory, you have a birthday shout-out, yes?
I do, but I lost it. It's on the texting hotline. I'll get to it. I lost it.
That's
my computer glitched. I'll get back to
it.
We'll make mistakes,
baby.
We'll do it at the end of the game.
Okay, so I got it back. I got it back.
Go, Queen, go.
Happy birthday, Shannon, who wants to be a guest on our show one day. So, happy birthday, Shannon. We love you for listening.
Absolutely. Have a fantastic birthday and Halloween weekend, Shannon. Okay, so name that scary movie. Our producer, Art's, going to play some clips from different scary movies. Greg and I are going to try to guess what clip that movie is from. Our name will be our buzzer.
Yes.
Which we were really bad at it last time.
Yeah. No, you were bad at it.
You did it too.
I did. Well, because
you're a big baby. Okay,
monkey see, monkey do. You did it first, and then I followed your lead.
Before we get into the game, I want you to answer this truthfully. Were you the kid when you were losing a board game who just chucked the whole board and, uh-huh. and walked away?
I flipped the table. Yeah, I don't play to lose.
I can tell. My brother was the same way.
Yeah.
Ah, it's so frustrating. Okay, come on. Let's go.
All right.
Are you guys ready? You're going to be using your name as your buzzer. Don't just shout it out.
Yes.
So this one is actually a song. See if you can identify this song from the scary movie.
Halloween, Betty.
See, damn he did it wrong.
Disqualified. No, you did that last time, and I gave you the points. Betty, Halloween.
There you go. That's one for Betty.
We should be disqualified, though, because... We just explained the rules. But go ahead. Go ahead.
I got excited.
I'm glad I'm not competitive. Okay, come on.
You are just as competitive as I am, which is why you make a great team, buddy. All right.
This is your second clip. Very short. Listen very closely.
I see dead people.
Benny.
Greg. Benny.
I said my name. Sixth Sense.
Yes, you echoed me. Sixth Sense.
That is two for Benny. We have three more to go.
Remember, I won the first game, and I let him have this one.
Okay.
Moving on.
All right.
I'm about to flip my computer.
Number three, gentlemen. Again, very short. Make sure you listen very closely.
It's showtime.
Greg! Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
No.
I didn't Isn't that Matthew McConaughey?
Is it the same movie that we did last time, right? It's from the same movie? You can't tell
I'm
me?
I'm not giving you clues.
Jack Nicholson, is it not? Benny, Jack Nicholson, Shining? What was it? It's Showtime. What am I thinking?
You're thinking of Michael Keaton in Beetlejuice.
Oh, yes, Beetlejuice.
That sounded like Matthew McConaughey to me.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, he was in Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Let's go.
One of them.
To number
1972 version.
Let's go to number four. Now, this is a movie that came out in the early 2000s. Listen to this clip.
Have you heard about this videotape that kills you when you watch
Greg.
It?
Yes.
Greg.
Regular
tape.
Is it Scary Movie?
And suddenly.
No.
It's the one where they come out of the damn TV. Benny, The Ring? Is that what the name of it is?
That is correct. That is three for Benny.
Never even saw it.
All right. Let's do the last one just for fun. Even though Benny has three, Greg, you have zero. Let's see if you can get on the board here, Greg.
I have one.
Oh, okay. This is another song from a scary movie. See if you can get this one.
I quit.
Flip the table.
Hold on.
Greg, running to 13.
That was incorrect, right?
Hold on. Well, this isn't...
You don't have all day. This is like the Big Money Minute. Time's up.
No, I just want to hear it. I like this. Ooh, send me this. I want to play this over the weekend. I don't know. Nightmare in Elm Street? No, what is it from?
That is The Exorcist. The theme song to The Exorcist.
Well, we each won a game. So
you did.
Congratulations.
Wow. Cool. Yay.
We can both leave work happy today.
Well, listen, everybody, have a great and a safe Halloween. Thank you for listening this morning. We do appreciate it. You could see our costumes. We've been rocking all morning long on our IG page at Big Bay Mornings. We'll continue to add photos throughout the weekend. Greg and I are going to be carving pumpkins tonight, so we'll post those up.
Yes.
I'm so bad with that. I like usually just cut like a big old square in the pumpkin. Like I don't know how to make a face.
Benny, all you have to do is you draw something, you trace something on a piece of paper, then you trace it onto the pumpkin. It's not that difficult.
Well, you could teach me tonight. Have a great weekend, everybody. We'll be back, of course, a Monday morning on your radio. Before we get out of here, though, let's do one more Halloween song, shall we? Maybe this one? Ooh. I always feel like somebody's watching me, baby.
That's because you're on a Zoom call all day.
Yeah!
You forgot to turn your camera off.
Hello. Happy Friday! We'll see you on Monday.